Now put your hands together for the host of tonight's evening. Give it up for Jason Ellis. Men at work? Really? Do you know how old that shit is? It's some AC/DC. Just give it up for white people, huh? I didn't know they could do that. Amazing. Fucking impressive. Welcome to the RAD Awards. It's an honor to be here, considering I'm the slowest person in the room, except for maybe fat-ass Dingo over there, who's newly single, split up with his super hot girlfriend. I don't know why you would do that. She was super hot. But she was a bitch. She should just piss right off. I'm very happy. If there's any single ladies out here, I know we're in the, is it 909? You don't really call it, but whatever. It's close enough. Any moto hoes in the house? Come on. Put your fucking hands up. You know who you are. Dingo is single. And he hides it well. Talking about his gut. Kidding. You're a cute motherfucker. You can't really see it, but behind that, just everything, there's a cute motherfucker inside there. I love you, dude. I want to blue ball you later after the event. Because I'm single. I have my ex-wife's initial on my face because I'm a fucking genius. Yes, dedicated to the game. Yes. I'd like to thank Kawasaki.
That's fine.
I don't know why, just fucking, I like him. They like me. It doesn't make any sense that they would like me. So that's really cool that they would give a shit about somebody who is a little bit faster than Dingo. Once again, going back to Dingo. I really like you and I want to blue ball you after the show.
Make him stand up!
Are you calling me short, motherfucker? There's only like three people tougher than me in this room. Is that Dominic Cruz? Because if it isn't, shut the fuck up.
It's Jesus.
Right, it's somebody irrelevant. Anyway, let's get to, real people that ride dirt bikes. Thank you, Twitch, for inviting me and making me do this. I'm not embarrassed at all. And really, clapping for Twitch is kind of overrated because I just said to Dingo, he was like, it's an amazing event that Twitch has put on here tonight. And I said,
it's Twitch's wife that put it on, you fucking idiot. If it was Twitch, there'd be a fucking tent out in the parking lot. With a couple of bongs. That's about it. Which would actually be pretty cool. So Twitch's wife, thank you. Anyway, a real motocross guy, Mike Mason. You might have heard of him. He really rides a bike. He's good at it and all that bullshit. Give it up for that guy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. All right, give it up for that one dude that just said Red Bull at a Monster event. Red Dragons to you. Why can't we all just get along, you know? Let's all just be energized together. Yeah. I'm not sponsored by any of them. Wham. This category is, it's about viral video shit, and it's got nothing to do with that two-cup thing. It's like it's a video, the sickest viral, what, I'm disgusting on the radio, yeah, I know, I talk about poo all the time, deal with it. This category is sickest viral video, and I'm spitting when I talk. I don't know why, it just comes out like that. Don't kiss the microphone, because you will get some shit that doctors have not figured out yet. And that's my date tonight. I'm hideous. It's not AIDS. They told me that. So we're good. All right. Moving on. The presenters, Team Too Sick. Hell of a name, hell of a team. Give it up for them. Yeah, Dirt Shard. Yeah. Are you guys having fun so far? I thought Moto Dudes got all wild and shit. Did you need more beverages at the bar before you got in here? Let's snap it up a little bit. Cracks, come on. Supposed to be all living on the edge. You could die at any minute and shit. Like, come on. Pump it up. Fucking hell. Look, man, I went to rehab recently. Don't talk to me about booze. I'll drink your leg. This category is behind the scenes. And this presenter I actually know fairly well. He actually just asked me if I hated him. And I was like, dude, I just hate everybody, but I love you. I just, fuck you. You suck. But I love everybody. I love Kerry Hart. And he's the worst piece of shit. Whatever. He didn't even make that backflip. He fell off halfway through. I love him. You know what I mean? Josh Hanson. I just love you. You got scared for a second, didn't you? Like, oh, please don't, please don't. I wouldn't. I love you. Honorable. You're like the Lance Armstrong of your sport. Fucking funny shit right there. This next presenter is somebody I used to smoke weed. Yes, it's true. Occasionally, from time to time. I will admit that now because I'm sober. I think like 40 days or something now. Anybody got a doobie in the room? Anyway, this next guy, I used to secretly smoke weed behind my ex-wife's back. So we lived in Temecula. That's, you know, I moved to Temecula to be a motocross rider because I'm not very smart and I get punched in the head a lot. So I used to sneak over to his house. It was like this weird metal militia compound without digging in it. So it was pretty cool because, you know, he wasn't... I'm not going there, all right? The guy... I'm not going there. I love Twitch, and congratulations to the dude, to Deegan, for winning a bunch of shit. But seriously, though, this guy secretly hooked me up. He didn't smoke any. He just knew a guy in the house that gave me some, and we would smoke. I would smoke, and he would watch me smoke. And just console me about how shitty it was to be married to someone who wouldn't let you smoke. Because if he had her, he would have smoked even though he didn't smoke. Because he doesn't do that shit. Give it up for Todd Potter. Yeah.
See, what had happened was, is my roommate had the pot. He would come over to smoke with him. He's in the room. What up? So, but that was funny. If your wife wouldn't let you smoke, why'd you get her initials tattooed on your face? Jason? Dingo? No. All right, well, anyways, this next category is behind the scenes. Everybody that goes...
Hell yeah. So I'm starting to get into it now, a little bit loose now. I've had a couple of waters and I'm feeling a little frisky. Hanson, you are a really attractive guy. You are the second most attractive person in motocross. And the only single one, which means you are the man. You should bone somebody. I can't see you. Are you still on... Oh, that's right, you're on Hart and Huntington. And the most attractive man owns you. Kerry Hart, you are so fucking attractive. And I can hear Alicia's laugh, because she's like, because it's mine. No one else is getting it, because we're all friggin' terrified. Including me, which is why I'm going to move on. Yeah, I'm funny sometimes. This category is for the biggest get-off, and being a skateboarder, yeah, I don't really know that much. No. Oh, yeah. I can't remember. But yeah, it fucking hurt. But you guys slam way more than we do. I'm okay with that. You guys are all, you know, you have brain damage and you know, fuck you guys. Suffer. I don't have that much brain damage. Bit of a pussy compared to you, but I'll take that in the long run. I mean, when I'm 80, you won't even know who the fuck you are. And I'll be like, remember those freestyle moto guys? They're fucking idiots. Killing themselves, man. For what? For a free can of energy drink? You guys are crazy. You gotta get a dingo job over here. Gets just as many Monster Energies as all of you. Doesn't do shit. Oh, mate, check it out. Look, hanging out with another snowboarder. Fucking what a score. Son of a bitch. Love the dingo, and I love this guy. Outback, give it up for Bilko Bilkovic. You're the man. Bilko. Funny guy. Not that attractive, but, you know, you can't have it all. What? I don't want his fucking phone number. He is a sick cunt. Is Jake Brown here? Who else is saying sick cunt over there? You know, C-bombs are a little bit rude in America, you know that? Let's chill out on the whole cunt word, all right? Just keep it C-bomb. That's how we do it in public. I don't say cunt in front of a lot of people. Yes, woo! An extra drink for that guy. The bar's closed. Smart people. Whose idea was that? Monster or Sue? You! Yeah, I wouldn't raise my hand. You're a girl. It's the only reason you're still alive. Category. In Australia, we punch girls, don't we, Dingo? It's an Australian joke. It's not true. Never punched a girl in my life. This next presenter has never punched a girl either. Shit. No, seriously though, this category is for big nuts, and I would know. Oh, I really hope that this guy just kicks me in the head and ends it. This is he's the only person that could beat me in this room. One-on-one, I could beat all of you. Yeah, see that, Dominic? Nobody said shit. Pretty awesome. Except, of course, this guy, Dominic Cruz. Give it up for him, ladies and gentlemen. So cute. All right, this category is for fan favorites. So really, this would be, this is what it's all for, you know? I mean, it's you guys do it for the glory and so that you can get chicks' phone numbers and stuff, but there is another humongous piece of freestyle moto. It's the fans that pay, so, you know, somebody pays you so that you can buy necklaces with rubies in them. Very, very important. I trained my butt off to get a necklace with rubies in them. And when I got it, I felt really, really good. So thank you, all the fans. These are two hardcore fans that made all of you. Well, not all of you. Dirt Shard, you're not really that good on a dirt bike, even though your dad got you a bike. That's really romantic. Seriously, though, give it up for these two. This is Victoria and Frankie. Fans, hardcore fans. Come on, make some noise. Okay, category for biggest steez. It's like code for something really cool. I'm 40. I don't understand. This next person who is a presenter, he swings off more nuts than... who swings off nuts? Todd Potter, you did pretty good off James Stewart for a while. How's that going for you? He's a great competitor. I like that guy. I know I said something at a Supercross. I should probably apologize for that. Eh, fuck it. Yeah, this guy, he's on TV all the time, and I don't know why. He's hilarious. I haven't heard one joke. And he's filming me right now from my own website. Oh, that's right. It's because you're a really good guy. You're like a fucking bald teddy bear. You're a really comfortable... I want you as a pillow. You know what I mean? Wait, that sounds weird. I want Carrie Hart to have you as a pillow. There you go. So you're a very furry creature. You're like a koala. You are. You're from the outback. You're like a big, bald koala with hippie hair who hides his face constantly like you're going to fucking rob somebody. Give it up for the dingo, ladies and gentlemen. The dingo. Whoa, well, thanks for the fucking roast, Alice. Apparently you have no material, so you're just going to rag on me all night. First thing, Suze, thank you for putting this on. Twitch, you told me you'd get a bag of weed if I drove down here. I haven't got that yet. And thirdly, Alice was talking about hitting females, and he actually has hit a female before. He backhanded his grandma while playing the piano as a child, so he does hit females. So I am here to give the Best Steez Award away, and
I like all four of these guys. They're all four of my friends. So let's roll the video.
Oh, no way. It's me again. Hey, I want to... Look, I said I didn't want to apologize, but I do want to apologize for what I said at that Supercross a long time ago about James Stewart, because he is fucking awesome for the sport, and I was just being, say stupid shit all the time. So I would like to apologize for that in front of all the motocross world. And I would like to apologize for pissing off Mike Metzger, because that's, once again, another person who's done way more for the fucking motocross sport than I will ever do. So whether you accept it or not, I'm sorry, both of you. Sincerely. There's no fucking joke, there's no dick behind the end of it or anything like that. It's just, sorry. All right, let's move on. Thank you. I don't understand how that's funny in any way, but thank you. Is that Mike?
Hi, buddy.
That means a lot to me, dude. I'm glad we can... I hate people hating me, even though I'm such a dick. I don't understand. It's very torturous. Next category, stepping up the game. This would be a category where you sucked and then you didn't anymore, right? Pretty sure that that's what it means. This presenter is a man. He's on the race team with me. That's right, I'm on a race team. Lucas Oil, Shaw Coast. I have finished 8th. Yes, that's right. There's like 6 people that suck more than me. Carrie Hart. Step to the plate, you pussy. I am waiting. Practicing. Training. One day you're going to step back into that truck because you can't ride a bike forever, my friend. Your wife's not going to let you. Yep, she's in charge of your life. She's the boss, and you can come back to the truck because it's safe. There's a roll cage in there. But you know what? It's not that safe because I'm fucking there waiting for you, aren't I? In the pits. Yeah. All right. It's a little personal thing right there. This guy usually has a dirt bike in his hands or a bong stuck to his face. Teammate, my boy. Twitch, I love you. Everybody, come on. Yes, Jeremy.
Ellis seriously shouldn't even get behind the wheel of a truck, because that is the worst fucking driver I've ever seen in my life. The dude's always on his roof, always wrecking people for no problem. It's just because the dude has no skill at nothing but talking shit. So I guess he's pretty good at it. It's like he got a radio show. I think it personally sucks, but that's just me. This next category is...
Come on, you're all this time to get nice. Wow. Brutal honesty here at the Rat Awards. I am bald, and I have a massive penis. My date right there. Yeah. I want to thank Sue for my suite that I have to match my big penis. Right on. Hey, I really, that apology that I made couldn't have come at a better time. Because I didn't plan this out. You know me, I don't really know what I'm doing. This is for Rookie of the Year, and the presenter is Mike Metzger. So thank God. Give it up for Mike.
I live it up like these all my last days. If time is money, I'm an hour past pay.
Woo! Yeah, anyways, just to let you know, everyone I'm sure knows that Jason Ellis is a dickhead. He did call me a white supremacist on his radio show. I do like everyone. I probably did come across like I was more white than black. I do appreciate being white. Thank you, Mom and Dad, even though my dad is a little colorful. My 10-year-old daughter actually thinks my dad's black. So we'll make it short. I'm here to introduce Rookie.
All right. Thank you, Mike, for that sincere apology. Glad we're all together as one. This next category is for the Lifetime Achievement Award. This is a big one. And once again, it's an honor for me to be up here with
all my idols. I'm older than most of you, but I feel like I'm 12 when I'm hanging out with all you guys, because I always wanted to be a moto dude and I just suck, but I love it, you know? Life's a bitch. These guys are all my friends. I don't really know Mike Mason that well, but he has a little dick and he's proud of it, so I feel like, you know what I mean? I appreciate that brutal honesty. The other guys, of course, Twitch, my boy Nate Adams, and Ronnie Feist. Love all these guys. Bring them up, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, make some noise.
This next award is definitely long overdue. Like, when we decided to have this event where, like, who should get the lifetime achievement, it wasn't even who. It was like, we knew, like, Hart's the dude. Hart's been here since day one. Hart's took our sport to the next level and beyond just being himself and doing being a good dude. And, this wasn't even a vote. This was his hands down. This one's for Hart, dude. I think everyone in this room has looked up to this dude at one time in their life, and if not, you better recognize and learn.
Yeah, Hart. I'm going to say I got nothing but love and respect for Hart, man. I had the privilege of living with this cat, touring with him, pioneered the sport together. First dude to do a C-grab, double grab, first one to do a backflip. So my hat's off to you, man. Much love. Usually I pick on Kerry on Twitter, but it's kind of scary when he's staring right at me and Alicia's staring at me. I ain't about to get put in a headlock right here. So, Kerry, I love you. Thanks for everything, man. You've done so much for the sport, so much for all of us. Like he was saying, seat grabs, up to backflips, the whole thing. So, you're a pretty all right dude.
Yeah, Kerry, like everyone said, I mean, the new tricks, you were first for, I mean, the backflip, double grab, heart attack, I mean, big gaps. I was watching when you were racing Supercross before I even got into freestyle, so looked up to you for a long time. So this one's for you, man. Thanks, Kerry, for all you've done for the sport and for dirt biking, everything. Thank you, Kerry.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2011 Ride Awards Lifetime Achievement Award.
Let's throw the motorcycle.
Kerry Hart.
It hasn't stopped pushing the limit to six.
You were the first guy to do a backflip.
Well, I'm still pretty shocked, surprised. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I guess it was good timing for me. You know, I'm one of the old fucks out here. And still riding pretty good, still having fun doing it. And, you know, motocross is my life, and it's given me everything in my life. And my best friends, all my friends up here, my wife, it's been cool. So it's been a great journey. I love being involved in the sport still, and I'll always ride. And I think the thing that's different about all of us is, you know, football, basketball, baseball players, they all got in it for the money. You know, we got in it for pure passion. And when the paychecks are done, we'll still ride. So I'll be riding with my old ass, my same old seat grabs, and no flips. So thanks a lot, guys.
One more time for Twinkle Toes, Kerry Hart. Come on, everybody, make some noise. All right, this is the bit that you're all most excited about. I'm going to stop talking, and the bar is going to be open. So party up, everybody. Have a good one. Thank you.
Jacking the bitches, slapping the hoes.